ಚೀನಿಮಂಡಿ.com ಪಾಡ್ಕಾಸ್ಟ್. ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ ಶುಗರ್ ಇಂಡಸ್ಟ್ರಿ ಗುರು ಯತಿನ್ ವಧ್ವಾನಾ ಸೀಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ ಶುಗರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವಯಬಲ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಗವರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಅಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್. ದ ಗ್ಲೋಬಲ್ ಶುಗರ್ ಮಾರ್ಕೆಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಶೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೈನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಪ್ರೂವ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಅ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಲೋ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಕೋವಿಡ್ 19 ಪ್ಯಾಂಡಮಿಕ್. However, there are yet some underscoring concerns that are eyed around the world. In talks with Chini Mandi News, Indian sugar industry guru Mr. Yatin Vadhvana, director, Gradient Commercial Private Limited, shared his views on some of them. Speaking on how he sees the global sugar scenario and the price trend in the coming days, he shared, apart from the main issue of the COVID-19 pandemic which has impacted sugar consumption, crude oil prices and production in some areas, there are many other factors which have been affecting the world sugar market. Quite unrelated to the pandemic is the continued impact of low rains in Thailand, whose crop for 2020-21 has been downgraded to about 65 million metric ton crush versus an already reduced crop during 2019-20. Similarly, we have seen the effects of weather on the EU crop for the 2020-21 season, with production numbers being reduced. On the other hand, Brazil has been maximizing their sugar production versus ethanol due to the low crude oil price and the weaker real. This has meant that a single origin, Brazil, has become the only source of sugar for the world market, which is not healthy for any market. Of course, the elephant in the room is the huge projected crop in India and the decision of the Indian government to incentivize the export of the surplus. Although the market has been expecting the Indian government to announce an export policy and an incentive for more than 4 weeks, no such announcement has come, which has been one of the main factors which has been driving world sugar prices. So looking forward, my personal view is that as long as there is no announcement from India, the global sugar market will continue to rally up to a point where consumption starts to take a hit or Indian sugar can come out without any government assistance. Answering on whether the delay in export policy of India will redirect demand to Brazil, he said, "For the moment, any further delay in announcing the Indian export policy will divert demand away from India to not only Brazil but also to the coastal refiners in India and the sugar refineries in the region for white sugar." In a recent virtual conference, there was a statement, "India could be the black swan if there is difficulty with the export policy or it is delayed as it is right now." Commenting on the same, he said, "Indeed, the Indian export policy announcement or the lack of it will be treated as a black swan event, as for the last 2 years, the Indian government has been announcing its export policy well in time for the commencement of the new crop, and the elements of the policy have been fairly consistent, so the market has been expecting a similar move this year. In the event that India delays or does not announce an export policy, the world market will rally to a point where Indian sugar exports become viable without incentives. But one must remember that Indian domestic prices will also breach the minimum selling price MSP levels set by the government, as it will become increasingly difficult for the Indian sugar mills to store and finance the excess sugar produced, which will mean that export parity levels will also be lowered. On being asked what price level will India be able to export if there is no assistance for sugar exports, he answered, "If we take that current domestic MSP price, that is ₹3,100 per quintal, and assume that it is the break-even level for the mills to export, then the FOB values for Indian white sugar should be around $450 per metric ton. However, as I mentioned before, the domestic MSP is likely to be breached due to the large stock levels. In addition, the sugar mills will also look at cash flow and interest implications to arrive at export values. So one can be very sure that Indian white sugar will be offered at much lower levels to the $450. Suggestion on what steps the government needs to take for the sugar industry given the need of the hour. The government has made an excellent beginning with implementing the ethanol blending program, where all the excess sucrose is diverted to ethanol by incentivizing its production from cane juice and B heavy molasses. However, given the financial health of the sugar sector in general, it will take some time for the production capacities to be built up, and until such time, the government needs to continue its policy of export incentives on sugar to enable the industry to liquidate their stocks and pay their cane dues, Vadhvana said.